joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
We'll start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu utkilu urchibu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe. Beyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu and Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. We are studying tonight, continuing from previous classes in the Deep Zohar. We're studying from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Pekudei, section 4, a pasuk, I believe it's 14. Vekuhu tilata remizim bikra da bereshit hainu diktiv Bara Elohim, Hainu Diktiv Bitvuna, Et Hashamayim, Hainu Diktiv, Bidat Vekuhu, Kitive Bavidat,
Has joined.
Yena Uvraza, Da Kitive Le. Kude Pamishkan Laraza Dichma Mishkan Haidut Laraza Ditvuna Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe Laraza Didat Wikola Dalaka Bail Dabagin de Colma Ivara Kucha Berichu Bialma Dain Bara Leia Kegavna Dilela Wikola Eat Rashim Baavidat Mashkina. Before I read the English translation, I don't want to run out of time before I give the following information. I don't know how many of you are involved with the Daily Zohar Sparks, which is on WhatsApp. But he sent a very interesting Kodesh Tov message. And since tonight is the first day of Kodesh Mar Cheshvan, I thought I'd give you this information, which will also be included tomorrow night in our Rosh Kodesh connection. There is a verse in Genesis chapter 49, verse 18. The English translation is, I await your salvation, Hashem. The Hebrew is, L'shuatcha kiviti Adonai. And then we would go on and include the full amount, the full message, like we normally do whenever we see Hashem's name. There is a custom to say this verse 30 times on Rosh Kodesh and meditate for health, relative soul elevation, and for personal support. Please make a note to create or to form a vessel that is a vessel that includes all of the children of Israel, so that it is not something you are doing for your with selfish motivations. The spark continues. It is powerful when done in a synagogue with the ark open. At home, we study Zohar before saying this verse to maximize the connection. Since it is a complete Torah verse on its own, just three words, we are allowed to say the name of Hashem. Jacob said this verse before he left the world when he prophesied the end of days and gave blessings to his children. Check the Tzadikim app for the Tzadikim of the day to light candles for additional support. We will be doing that in our later class tonight, but it is a good thing to do if you are available to study the Zohar and then to say this name 30 days tonight, tomorrow night. We will say it as part of our Rosh Kodesh connection. And Thursday during the day. I'm now going to read the English translation of our Zohar verse that we just read. I only said what I said from the spark. Because I'm concerned, since this is only a half-hour class, we might run out of time. And I think it was important that that information be made available to you. All these three, Chachma, Tevuna, and Dat, were alluded to in this verse. In the beginning, or in a beginning, corresponds to in wisdom, or with wisdom. For Chachmah is called beginning, as it is written, the beginning of wisdom, in the verse of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. Elohim created corresponds to Tevunah, for Tevunah is called Elohim. The heaven is as written, and in knowledge, for Zerantin is called heaven, and is the inner meaning of Dat. And all are mentioned in the building of the tabernacle. In this secret it is written, and these are the accounts of the tabernacle. For this is the secret of Chachmah, as accounts and numbers are drawn from Chachmah. The tabernacle of the testimony is the secret of Tevunah. For the illumination of Chachmah revealed in Israel, Saba and Tevunah is called testimony. According to the mitzvah of Moses is the secret of Dat, for Moses is the secret of Dat. All is done, the one corresponding to the other. For everything the Holy One, blessed be He, created in this world, He created it as the reflection of above. All this is shown in the building of the tabernacle. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining code words. Also, this is establishing a principle of the creative process. The principle is there is a blueprint called Torah that is followed in creating or forming all things. Thus, one can become aware of a higher level through seeing the lower level. The Torah referred to in this comment is an aspect of the mind of the Creator. Questions, comments, thoughts? And may I say, Kodesh Tov?
Yes, Kodesh Tov. Well, I think the big principle is the tabernacle is the blueprint for creation. You know, that sort of summarizes the verse.
Well, it does summarize the external aspect of the verse, but the internal verse is even more enlightening.
Well, they take it step by step.
Yes.
No.
It's a very powerful pasuk. There's no question.
I think we had this, or I did, this ha-ha moment with the tabernacle and or the Mishkan in the wilderness sometime back, as how it totally reflects the creation, all every single component of it.
That is absolutely correct. Every aspect of the tabernacle or the Mishkan, which is the word tabernacle is a translation of the word Mishkan. Every aspect of the Mishkan, its dimensions, its materials, its the complexity of its construction and the construction itself, any aspect, is part of the blueprint of creation. Hashem does not use a blueprint like a human being does. Hashem uses the blueprint from the standpoint of his soul. So what you have is the Torah, is the soul of Hashem. The Torah is the totality of creation. But we as human beings do not perceive that totality. We're not capable of perceiving that totality. But we struggle, and we can see parts of it. We can perceive parts of the creation. But the tabernacle, the Mishkan, is the blueprint as we study it. And then the Zohar is bringing us some greater insights that we would not see on our own. And that's why this deep study, why we started this particular study of this parasha. Most people, most of the Kabbalists, when they start to teach their students, they start with Bereshit, and then they teach Pinchas because of the healing aspect. And then they go to Pikudei. Continuing from yesterday's discussion, Israel Saba and Tivunah represent the positive and the negative aspects, or the right column and the left column aspects of Dat. And essentially, Dat is the binding by striking, Zivugta Haka'a, of Chachma and Bina. It's the unity of the two when you utilize the tool of binding by striking. So Israel Saba is Chachma and Tivunah is Bina, but on an immature level. We touched on that yesterday. You may need to contemplate what was said here. But you will finally have a deeper understanding of Dot.
So, question.
Go ahead.
So, are we saying that the immaturity of, you just clarified, the immaturity of Da'at or immaturity of Atma and Dina, left and right and Dot is the immaturity, and once it channels down, it begins to mature?
It's actually, this is going to become a little confusing, but you'll need to contemplate it. Chachma and Bina and Keter, all three are called the Gimel Rishonot, the upper three. They are always unified. Bina being the female, and typically with the concept of a womb, she gives birth to Zeranpin and Malchut. But the process of that birthing starts out with a baby who's immature. And that's what Dot is. Zeron Pin and Malchut, right column and left column, in a context of immaturity. And as they grow to maturity, they become Zeron Pin and Malchut. But ultimately, Zeron Pin and Malchut serve a purpose within the process, but they're not a stage unto themselves. They're not an end stage. Zeron Pin and Malchut will rise to Chokhmah and Bina when they are mature. But that's part of the process of returning to the endless world.
Okay, so Da'at is the immature that he wrote from Bina and Chokhmah, or from Ketah, Chokhmah, and Bina. But when Bina births it or sends the light with Chokhmah to Da'at, it is the immature state of Ketah, Chokhmah, and Bina.
No, it's the immature state of Zeron Pin and Malchut. And
okay,
that's why the names of that immature state is Israel Saba, the ancient Israel, and Tivuna has the meaning of understanding, but on an immature level.
But once they start returning the light from Zeron Pin and Malchut, in a mature state, when they're returning the light through the channels, they become mature for them to reach Chokhmah and Bina, where Da'at is involved.
Correct.
Because that it's only there for the process of birthing, that immature state, so that it can process through to become mature.
We wouldn't say that it's the process of birthing. We would say that it is for the process of creating the physical world where humanity can grow from the immature state to its final state, which is to return to the endless world.
Okay, so next question would be, why is Da'at there sometimes and not? Sometimes we see it. Is that just when we do see Da'at as the Sephirot with and not Bina and Chokhmah as we're speaking, then that's telling us the physical world, the souls in the physical world, that a new birth has come through, a new generation, a new what? Is it a generation that's being starting the immature processing?
To understand the answer to the question, I'm going to need to give you a metaphor. And I'm sorry that it can't be done with words more easily. Keter is the seed of a tree. When the seed begins to germinate, it's been put into the ground, it's been watered, it's ready to start to grow. The keter, the seed, breaks open. The first thing that happens, or maybe two things happen simultaneously, it puts roots down in the ground to continue to gather nutrients. That represents Keter and, excuse me, that represents Chokhmah and Bina. The roots go down and the trunk goes up, which is the Chokhmah and which is Bina, you're going to have to contemplate. But as the root, as the root, the trunk grows and the roots grow, because they grow simultaneously, they're mirror images of each other. The roots branch off into different areas looking for the nutrients, and the trunk grows into branches on the tree. The branches on the tree and the leaves on the tree and the petals of the flower and the whole inside aspect of the flower that needs to be dealt with the bees. All of those things about the tree represents Zeron Pin. And ultimately, the fruit is Malchut. That's the metaphor to understand the question you're asking. That's the metaphor why we call it the tree of life, why we call it tree of knowledge, good and evil, because the tree is a metaphor to understanding the four stages or the 10 stages of the Sephirot. My answer is very deep and takes extensive contemplation. And I know it's as clear as mud.
No, my question wasn't answered, but okay.
Well, tell me your question again, and let's see if I can answer.
Well,
I can see where it's not answered.
Okay. Sometimes we talk about in some teachings that we've had in the past, and we will have in the future, that sometimes Da'at is there and sometimes it's not.
God is never there.
Jeffrey wrote, but it's a processing entity.
It's a tool. It's a metaphorical tool to describe the process or to handle the process. It's not a Sephirah. That's why it appears in the Tree of Life glyph as a dotted line. It's not a Sephirah. But when we as human beings are looking upward to the Keter, the Keter to us looks like it's the endless world. It is so high that we can't tell the difference between the endless world and the Keter. So we don't really see the Keter at times. When we don't see the Keter at times, it's because we are growing through the process of immaturity growing to become mature. That's when we will use Dot. So the organization Chabad is saying, we can't see the Keter. We are in this process of growing to become better people. Ultimately, we will reach that level. And when we do reach that level, we will be returning to the endless world. And Keter will be the tool that gets us there. But your question is, when we don't use Keter, we're using Dot, because it needs to have 10 Sephirot. If there are only 9 Sephirot, it's a corruption. So to retain and remain in holiness, we have to utilize the Dot, because we can't perceive the Keter at that moment. When the Keter starts to grow into the root and the trunk, it disappears. There's no longer, you can't find the seed any longer. It's gone. When the seed is gone, then God is in the process.
Okay.
And we
so
are,
basically,
we are out of time.
Okay.
So we can do this as a question, not this tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. We have another mm-hmm. question we're holding on to. So, but we also could also do it tomorrow in our Deep Zohar class if we can continue this conversation. So you'll let me know tomorrow about it. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.